Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Annabelle and Jasper with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In some local news, Queensland's renewable energies policies are currently creating a bottleneck for investors. According to a national report, projected drops in the energy prices have been slowed. A $500 million solar and battery project on the Fraser Coast is the latest investment in the renewable market, one of 67 projects approved in the eastern states in the financial year. If all were operational, the total capacity could power all of Australia's 11 million homes. However, an analysis by the Australian Energy Market Operator said that the projects are taking nearly 30% as long to become operational. Clean Energy Investor Group said that the confidence in the Australian energy market has been declining thanks to the changing policy landscapes and new project delays.
In national news, a dog has been badly injured in a greyhound race in New South Wales, named in solidarity with Tasmania's greyhound racing industry. The race is one of many across the country called We Stand With Tasmania that have been protesting the state government's plan to cut funding for the industry in 2029. Tasmania Greens animal rights spokesperson Cassie O'Connor said the race was, quote, characteristic of the dangerous conditions greyhounds are forced to race in, and stated, we have the power to stop greyhounds being put in harm's way in this state. Premier Jeremy Rockliffe said in August last year, quote, it was time to make a call on the future of the sport, and he continues to be concerned about animal welfare.
Privacy experts and legal advocates have criticised an Australian-first trial of a mass AI surveillance pilot in Western Australia. Since the trial began in June, cameras linked to facial recognition software have scanned more than 1,300 people in Perth and Fremantle, comparing their faces against police watch lists. Western Australia Police said early trial results are promising, seeing 33 alerts and 18 arrests. This also includes one false identification. However, questions have been raised about the technology's accuracy, citing algorithms trained on a dataset of predominantly white male faces and an underrepresentation of other demographics. Members of the public fear that trial site locations have the potential to target First Nations people. Privacy expert at Electronic Frontiers, John Payne, was concerned that appropriate laws were not in place to guide such trials. He said, quote, it grants extraordinary powers with limited oversight to a police agency to do incredibly invasive things.
In international news, at least 111 people have been killed and dozens more injured in Western Colombia after a 7.4 magnitude earthquake struck on Monday morning local time. The Colombian government has declared a national emergency, and the Colombian Geological Service has confirmed that the earthquake is the strongest recorded in Colombia in the last decade, with countries as far away as Venezuela, Ecuador, and Panama feeling its effects. EU Chief Ursula von der Leyen says the bloc is using its Copernicus satellite system to help with rescue operations and is, quote, ready to provide more support. The quake comes less than 2 months after twin quakes devastated the north of Venezuela, killing more than 6,300 people. And for your weather today, wind gusts cannot stop my smiling face as the sun continues to shine all throughout the day. 16 degrees is the temperature and blue is the sky. Join us all here at the station basking in the beautiful weather. That's all for your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.